Molweni ekhaya. Dumelang. Goddag. 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 Say to all our bachelors and bachelorettes.
This is the Bachelor Podcast, the best podcast for
Beggarly Beg.
For the bachelors out there. Yeah, but Beggarly Beg. Week after week.
Beggarly Beg.
Don't miss.
Unlike some podcasts that we know. We strive to always be consistent, unlike some podcasts. We'll not
hey, don't do that.
We'll bring up Dave.
Now we're back as promised. We're back. It's another week. We're here with another podcast, another episode. And I know you guys are used to the heat. We're used to the fire. And this week we've got fire again because we don't stop the heat. It's summertime. We're bringing the heat every day, every week.
Always.
But you know what? Before we start with the heat, I would like to start on a somber, you know, thought-provoking quote. There's a quote that I have here by Dale Carnegie. It says, "Our trouble is not ignorance, but rather inaction."
Yay!
And I just thought of this quote because of the topic we have today. The topic we have today, Raymond. What do you want the people to know? They're not ready.
Hey, man. Nah, I'm personally just very excited for today's topic because this topic, you know, it hits right in the gutters, right at the core of my short life. I'm very excited for today's topic, and I think everyone else will be very excited for this one also.
Nah, I'm very excited for this one. And you're very short but very problematic life. Nah, you have to put that out there.
Yo. In these 21 years that I've been living, I know. And it's been chaotic.
Havoc in the streets. Google Maps.
But hey man. Let's stop beating around the bush. Let's just get right to it.
Yeah. Move. Yeah. You are right.
Should girls shoot their shot? You know, Michael Jordan vibes, 3 points, slam dunks.
Slam dunks, my guy, all the way. Nah. The question, you know, because when we're preparing for this thing, man, this question was kind of strange. I never thought, because when guys shoot their shots, it's that thing that it's not an event. We don't put it, guys are shooting their shots, but you know, we had to have a whole podcast about Hans shooting their shots. Nah, girls, nah, y'all should do better.
Yeah, no, do better, girls, do better. we shouldn't be talking about such things.
Nah, but honestly, from my side, I honestly think Hans should shoot their shots, my guy. Hans should shoot their shots.
For real,
my guy.
Nah, man, I have to beg to differ. I think Hans should not shoot their shot. But I will explain myself shortly. But nah, don't do it.
Nah, I think Hans should honestly shoot their shots because, I mean, the honest truth is, guys, ladies, listen to me. Listen to this sweet voice. Okay, listen to me for real though. Like, if you guys shoot your shots, the chances of you guys bagging a nigga are high. They're ridiculously high, bro. Like, I could shoot my shot at a hand thinking that I'm gonna score, and she'll deny, fam. She'll be blocking there, okay. Like she's mad.
No, I see you. I see your point, and yeah, you know, obviously the success rate is a bit high.
A bit?
But in the long run, I still believe that, okay, no, it's very high, guy. As long as you can reach the hoop, then sure. But they're pretty much very high, but in the long run, I don't believe in Hans shooting their shot. It's like, you know, the fish is just coming into your net. You didn't work for it. You even feel guilty for eating that fish for too long. So I don't believe in the long run it really works unless both of you are crazy.
unless both of you are crazy. This guy. Now, honestly, for me, I think, you know, if a Hans shoots a shot, my guy, that shows that she's mad. You know, she's got serious level of determination. Confidence, bro. The amount of confidence it takes for a hand to shoot her shot.
Confidence.
My guy.
Hey, man.
I'm telling you.
Nah, and some of these hands don't even get guababa these days, man. Like, it's literally become an even ground, my boy. They're playing chess with us nowadays, man. They're just shooting shot. Bah! Left, right. Shot off the shot.
These days, Hans aren't fazed by anything. I saw this post we said, these days, Hans don't cry. They just say bet and hang up the phone. Like, I bet. Gone
are the days.
Hey, my boy. Nah, these days, Hans are made of steel, honestly. And it's a good thing. I feel like we are part of the reason why they've built this hard shell and stuff. But nah, man.
Retaliation. Are they?
It's a good thing that.
Are they coming back at us after like all the years of the nonsense that we've been doing?
Are you forgetting? There were months when boys were just crying, my guy. We would just see men crying on stories and say, these hands are doing things. Hey, my boy. Hey, yeah. They won't leave you in Dubai. They leave you on your res.
The roles have reversed.
Campers. No, it's tough.
It doesn't matter what your level is in life, whether you're in Dubai or you are in the car.
I mean, you are, man, if they're leaving guys in Dubai, Wena, please relax, calm down.
Hey, man. What about us?
Oh, boy.
What about us?
Hi, ladies. Hi, gentlemen. Yes, shooting our shots as ladies to the guys. First of all, that's for brave people, guys. Like, yo, imagine shooting your shot and then you miss. Or imagine shooting your shot and the person just doesn't want you to get that dunk in the hoop, you know. Pachishona, they say, tanaidza mno shikira. If I'm to translate that to English, it's like, be sure of where you're shooting your shot. Like, look at yourself and think, is this person in my league? If I shoot my shot, is this person going to most probably say yes or no?
But honestly, what, like, the amount of audacity it takes for you to build up the confidence to go, ayo, you know what, I'm gonna tell this dude, like, I have mad respect for that. Like, if a hun goes and hollers at a guy and says, ayo, man, I think you're cute, or something like that, you know, like, I like your vibe, some, like, that takes a lot, bro. Like, Hans don't understand the amount of, like, build up, my boy. You need to go through that hype moment to say, okay, now I'm gonna go holler at this Han, my guy.
I sort of agree with you in that regard, that, you know, it definitely does take a lot of audacity, and you need strength. You need dreads, straight up. You need dreads or short hair or what? That's literally what you need to be able to pull this off. But it's that whole audacity thing, man. I think whether we like it or not, as guys, we fear that audacity, that, you know, she's coming at me, and, you know, off the bat, you're not gonna say no as a guy. You're not gonna say no. If she looks good enough, you'll probably say yes, and from there it goes into an unnecessary situationship / relationship where you don't really 100% like this person. Because, okay, look, let me come at you like this. I believe as a guy, if you're not moved to shoot your shot with a girl, you don't really like her. I'm out. Mic drop.
Get out of here.
I said what I said.
Get out of here.
No, my guy. As a guy, if you don't feel that urge to then go and do it, then nah.
But you have a point. You have a good point. I can't argue with that. But I still high key say, some guys, it's not that they don't like you enough to shoot their shots. They just, you know, antisocial. Yeah, guababa, for instance. Like,
no, but this is a wrong combo, because when you have too much guababa, you're going for someone with no guababa at all. Are we supposed to balance out guababa or what? Like,
no, guys, guababa fades out of the picture once you guys attain each other. Antika, you get there, you shoot your shot. If you score,
okay, and I see,
bit, I see. Guababa gone, my guy. Nah, but also, I feel like we also need to address the fine line between, because I was looking into it, and they were saying that there's a fine line between pursuing a guy and being interested in a guy. Like, there's a fine line, because Hans, I think it's fine, you can approach a guy, but don't pursue a guy, man. That's too much. That's way, way too much.
It's like desperation. That's honestly how it looks, my guy. A good looking girl. For a good looking girl to
you boys are a problem.
Yeah, okay, I see.
So are you saying that guys don't deserve for Han to be like, "Ayo, fam, you know, I feel you. Would you, here's my number, hit me up."
I'm not totally against it. All I'm saying is, as a guy, if you're not moved to shoot your shot first, you don't really like the girl. And it'll show over time. You'll find a stupid reason to get out of it.
Okay, wait. If you say so. Let me just ask Raymond.
Well, I believe.
How many times have you shot your shot, my boy? How many times have you shot your shot?
I'm being exposed.
And
besides the story that I just told Malvin, that's once, but I don't know if that even counts. Are we counting that one?
So you've only shot your shot once.
How you see, that's why I'm the right person to bring here.
No, you see, because me clearly then Hans should approach. If you're a guy who you've only shot once, are you saying that all the Hans you've met, you've never been interested to the point where you have to approach them?
Yes, to a very large extent, but at the same time, I'm the right guy to bring here because of my closetry tactics and my getting hit by buses.
Don't walk over that, my boy. Come back.
Oh, closetry.
Explain your getting hit by the bus, closetry tactics. Hey, Pep Guardiola talking here.
Closetry tactics is basically where you put four strikers in front, three defenders at the back, so that you have a lot of power going in front, right? So that's just to like scare the opposition, so that the opposition can give in to you, so that at the end of the day you don't confess that you like someone or you're asking them out and they ask you out first.
Also,
right, that's closetry. You lure someone into the point where it's like on thin ice, and then when it's there, you know that she's obviously gonna you know, be hot as a heater, and she's gonna ask you out.
Hot as a heater.
That's closetry.
Okay, wait.
And then getting hit by a bus. Getting hit by a bus is just when you're minding your own business as a brother, then someone just shoots their shot in game. out of broad daylight. When you're minding your own business. But you see, that's why I say I'm the right guy to bring here. Because in all of my encounters, I've only had to shoot my shot once. The rest of the times, it's shots being shot at me and closetry. So I can vouch and say, girls, don't shoot your shot because it will not last. Thank you.
Okay, no. I feel like, okay, so your tactic is luring them in enough for them to have that special thing going on with you. And then they have to shoot their shot. That's what you say.
Yeah, back in the day.
Technically, you are four hands shooting their shots. Because that's what you're putting them in. No. You're putting them in the situation where they have to shoot their shots.
Okay, let me explain closetry a bit further. It's called closetry because you were just purely adding bodies to the closet. That's all it was, right? I was never going to say yes to you. All I want to know is to have that peace of mind that, and Tabi Singh once shot her shot at me. That's all it was.
Toxic.
That's literally all it was, right? So it's not that I want them to shoot their shot, but it was back in the day, you know, back early, back in the backers. Now we are revived men, you know. So there's no need for that.
You're kicking ass and taking
names. There's no need for that one. So
now,
as of right now, I feel like I'm contradicting myself a lot. But as much as I'm not fully with it, I think we've heard some success stories, you know. It's not the majority, but there are some success stories where people have come out and the hand shot her shot and they potentially even got married. So situations differ. Maybe I'm just that guy who's not really into it too much.
You're the perfect guy. But at the same time,
I don't even understand myself, listeners. Listeners, let me pour out my emotions to you, listeners, real quick. I don't even understand myself, to be honest.
He's venting.
Someone will probably shoot their shot tomorrow, and I'll say, "Nah, let's get it." So I don't, probably don't. I just don't understand myself. Actually, go shoot your shots, man. Shoot them. Hey.
The way you've gone, you've made a full circle. 180.
It's a complex topic, man. It's a tough topic.
Nah, for me, the thing is, I'm all for Hans shooting their shots. Because I believe if you want something, go for it. Like, because think about it, there are certain situations where a guy cannot approach you. If you're a Han, you're hanging out with five of your female friends, or you're in a group there, and you see this dude that you like, or this dude that you think, hey, this guy's cute, or whatever, or you like, I don't know, his walk, his smile, his cut. I don't know what girls look at, but you like something. This guy, high key, he's not going to come approach, because you're sitting with your group of girls, man. It's intimidating. The chances of him getting there and just saying, "Ayo, Ntabi," saying when there's api, where there's mang, he's like, "Ayo, Ntabi," saying, "I want to talk to you." It's just gonna be rough. There's always that one girl in the squad who's going to be like, "Ayo, who do you think you are? No, you can't just come here and do." You know how these hands are, my guy. So,
man. But at the same time, right? I would say girls mustn't shoot their shot. Instead, they must use closetry. I 100% condone girls using the closetry, because as a girl, right, there's no need for you to be so, hey, but I will tapiwa guy as I, that's not this is. But anyways, using closetry, right, as a girl, you can lure someone who you like so much to that point where it's pretty much inevitable how you guys feel about it, but you're not the one who says it. I think just get to that point where you're not necessarily the one who says, "Yo, I like you," but behind the scenes you're playing chess and you're putting the right cards and the right thing.
And I actually
and then at the end of the day, it's pretty much inevitable, and Bra Jonas will just be like, "Yo, man, what's going on between us?" And then from there you just do your things. I believe some girls do it, man. These streets are not safe, man.
I highly feel like that's what all these hands do, eh? These hands are smart, bro. These hands are playing chess. What they do, they just lure you in. They get you hooked, you know. They don't put a title on it. They don't shoot their shots. You don't shoot your shot either. But you just get attached. You just get, hey, man, this hand is texting me on a daily. Hey, you know, this conversation is flowing. These vibes are lit. Before you know it, you're not thinking, hey, damn, what is going on here? What's going on?
Yeah, and then you will eventually, if he likes you, he'll eventually say, "Yo, what's going on between us?" Or even if he just asks, if he doesn't like you, he'll say, "What's going on in between us?" And then he'll reject you. You're gonna get rejected anyways if you shot your shot. It's the same.
Nah, my boy, nah. But on that note of rejection, my guy, do you think there's any such thing as a Han or this thing of, "Nah, this Han is out of my league"? Is there such a thing as a hand being out of your league?
As a guy, I don't believe there's a girl who's out of your league. But as a girl, there are many guys that are out of your league.
Come again.
Yeah. Should I repeat? Okay, I'll say it again. I feel like after this specific podcast, I'll have a lot of people in my DM saying, "Hey man, what are you saying?
You'll be attacked, bro."
But okay, I'll say it again, man. As a guy, I don't believe there's a girl that's out of your league. But as a girl, I believe there are guys that are out of your league.
Please, extrapolate.
Expound.
Yeah.
To back my argument, I believe Jay-Z can get Beyonce, but Beyonce cannot necessarily get Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, you have a good point. Good example. Dang. Okay, so definitely... Yeah, but honestly, I feel like that's facts, though. That's facts. There's no way a Han can be out of a guy's league. Because there's always something that you can take off.
There was even some trend, I think it was like 2 years back, where girls were like, "Ah, you know, I want myself an ugly guy." I'm like, you know, looks... But then for a guy will never say, "Ah, I just want an ugly girl." You know, not that I believe that they're ugly girls. No, everyone is beautiful. And I stand with that. You know, shine. Shout out to you. So as a guy, guys have a bit more standards than girls. Girls just want a tall guy.
Yeah.
Guys, they won't tell you, But they want a light-skinned guy whose name is Mang Mang, who comes from Mang Mang. Even if you're not yourself, you are ugly, but you still have a list of what you want. So that's why I said what I said.
Nah, I agree with you there. Because guys are more specific about what they want. That's the honest truth. Hans are more general. Like, he just has to be tall, dark, handsome.
Yeah, you know, a sweet guy.
Yeah, you know, he looks good, what. But guys will go into the nitty-gritties like, no, you know, she has to have nice hands. She must.
Her voice doesn't sound nice.
Her voice just, like, things like that, bro. Like, it's those small, tiny details. Like, and it's weird because you'd expect that Hans have the small, tiny details. But when it comes to such things, you find that, guys are the more, like, particular ones. Or, like, nah, you know, nah, this small thing, nah, I can't do with it. Mm-hmm. Ah, this little thing, nah, she's gotta have this. If she doesn't have it, nah, it's not the one. You know, but hey, man, hey.
Yeah, I want a girl with nice toes and nice fingers.
But guys... Like, it doesn't do anything, but the guy's determined, like, nah, she's gotta have nice hands, bro. She's gotta have nice toes. I'm like, bro, so, for what?
So, as a girl, shooting your shot is extremely risky. That's why I say, rather use closetry to the point where you know how you feel about each other. You're just there, and then you can make things happen otherwise. And Just to add in there, please, if you have guy friends or guy best, you're not a guy best. We don't condone guy besties on this podcast. But if you have guy friends, go and consult with them before you shoot your shot.
Smart.
Preferably, if they know the guy who you're trying to shoot your shot with, just go and talk to them first, and they will give you better direction than your girls. Your girls will always hype you up, say, go do it, darling. And then, you get rejected. You know, so try talk to people who are close.
They're looking for people to cry with.
Yeah, there's no need to be embarrassed as a girl. Like, nah, no, man.
Just for me,
wear that crown.
I'm on a whole different wavelength, unlike Raymond. Me, I've personally had shots shot at me. Yeah, you know, I've had.
And you like it,
my guy? Do you know what confidence? It's a confidence booster.
Yeah, it's a confidence booster, but. It's just that, man.
Nah, fam, let me tell you. You get there, you're walking, you know, you're feeling like, nah, today I'm on point, you know, you're looking nice, you're looking clean. You get there, and then Ahan is like, hey, yo, what's your name? You know, you tell her your name. She's like, hey, yo, can I get your number? At that moment, it's either you give her your number or you take her number, whatever happens. But that moment, bro, that moment when you realize that, hey, yo, their hands are looking. You're not scouting anymore. You are being scouted. That's special. That's special right there, my boy. Nah, but honestly, for me, I believe Hans should go for it, man. Like honestly, if you see something that you like, I'm not saying pursue this guy and start, you know, going out of your way to get him. No, just holler and be like, hey, yo, I like you.
Oh,
give my number.
Yeah,
he's gonna hit you up. He's gonna hit you up, my boy.
That's powerful. I like you. Here's my number.
Even if it's not I like you. Hey, yo, I think you're cute. Here's my number.
Yeah, that's...
Hit me up.
That's better.
Yeah.
Now you can
I think
that,
you're cute. Man. Hit me up. Simple, man. Job done.
Yeah. High success rate, low retention rate. I'll say it again. Every guy wants to be called cute, and he'll answer to your request. But... In the long term, it's not that easy. It's not that easy, guys.
Ladies, the truth is... Nah. Okay, let's just leave a disclaimer then. Shoot your shot, but please, play chess, not checkers. You know, move wisely. Yeah.
Mm.
Shoot your shot. Go ahead, fam. Like, I mean, go for it. He's yours for the taking. But do it, you know, play chess, move one piece at a time, calculate it.
And please, I think there's nothing more embarrassing than being caught in between two thoughts as a girl, not knowing whether to shoot or not shoot, and then you start just acting weird around him. don't do that also. Don't. It's either you bamboose or you are being smart about it. Don't start giving him hugs from the back and then
You sound like you're healing from trauma. You sound like you're post trauma.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Hans does start hugging from the back. I feel for you, bro. Nah. But also, hey, that puts you in a sticky situation, hey. Like, you out there thinking, nah, we're friends. Then you get there, you know, she's all cozy up and like, are we not friends? Mm. You know, and then, like, it's just tough, man. It's just tough.
You that's ruin the friendship. It's easier for, it feels like I've been bashing girls in this one. But let me add another Raymond analogy here. I believe it's easier for the girl shooting her shot to end the friendship than vice versa. Because your friend has probably shot his shot many times and you just laugh it away. But the moment you shoot your shot and miss with Tabo, it's awkward.
You're right. Awkward. This is because you're right. Because I think it's extremely awkward. There are many times where a guy shoots his shot and she's like, nah, I like you as a friend. What that? Like, no, you know, it's going to ruin our friendship. It's fine. What that? And top. And he's like, it's not. He relaxes, he cools off. And then the friendship continues until, you know, another moment sparks. But Ahan, if you shoot your shot and you miss,
it's over. It's done.
Better be quick, recover I know it's gonna be a mess, eh?
So you know what? Hey, I feel like we've given a lot of wisdom, a lot of tips in this podcast. I don't know if we're still at differing thoughts and opinions. So I think we can just give our final remarks.
This
girl shooting their shot. What do you say? Your final words.
Okay, ladies, and gents, you know, the bachelors and bachelorettes. I say, you know, shoot your shot. I'm not gonna say don't do it. I'm gonna say go for it, man. Go for it. It makes the guy feel special. And guys, when Hans do it, please be honest, you know. If you feel her, tell her, ayo, I feel you too. And ladies, when you do it, I think the closet method is the best one. You know?
Yeah.
Do it. Make it flow, you know. Don't make it spontaneous out of nowhere. Make him feel eased into it. You know, change is supposed to be gradual change, and he's never gonna deny you.
Okay. Now, you see, I think I can sort of agree. I will say my answer still remains no, but it has developed a but. Do it wisely, please. Don't embarrass yourselves. If you're shooting your shot, make sure it's a bulletproof plan. Make sure you have plan B, plan C, plan D. You know, if it fails, you can move out of the country, you can change your ID, you can do, make sure everything, make sure you can go to Dubai, you have an exit plan, and make sure you don't get rejected, most importantly.
Yeah,
I don't think we can start breeding a culture where Hans is just getting rejected. It doesn't look good. You know,
don't miss. You
know, LeBron James, high efficiency. At the end of the day, do you girls? We've given you our advice, and hopefully it was useful. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bachelor Podcast.
This is your boy Melvin.tk bringing you another hot episode brought to you by the Bachelor Podcast for the bachelors and bachelorettes. You know what it is. This is the platform for you guys to come talk about, discuss the pros and cons of different norms and taboos in our society. Let us talk about it. Let us discuss it. This is the platform for you. If you wanna, you know, hit us up. If you ever feel like you wanna participate in a podcast, you know, don't mind, man. Don't mind. Approach us.
And if you wanna hop onto the podcast, you know, just DM or hit us up. If you have a topic that you wanna discuss, DM, hit us up. If you know Gemma Griffiths, DM, hit us up.
Wink, wink.
We have been the Pride Podcast. Good evening, bachelors and bachelorettes.
Good night.